In Vancouver, the Golden Knights visit the Canucks. I'm Dan Duva with the newest Vegas Golden Knight, Tomáš Hertl. Hi, Tomáš. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. You know, really exciting because, you know, I will play first game tonight for the Knights. And it was a long way, you know, after my injury, but really excited about tonight.
Yeah, my goodness. Well, there's lots of things to talk about. Everybody is talking about, this is weird. Is it weird?
Yeah, maybe early, you know, because, you know, I just say like especially first couple of years, you know, when Knights got to the league, you know, first four, it was like probably one of the biggest rivalry in NHL, you know, it was a lot of fun, a lot of fighting, even not just the playoff, but even regular season seems like playoff game. It was a lot of different energy, and I think everybody from Sharks and even Vegas enjoyed because it was just fun games, and for sure over last couple of years kind of slipped away because, you know, we in Sharks didn't be that good, so kind of falling down. But for me, it's overall because, you know, I was in one team for 11 years, you know, so it's something new for me, but really, really excited about this, you know, new adventure.
11 years ago, you make your debut with the Sharks. It was against the Vancouver Canucks at home. You had an assist. Your first road game was the fourth game of the season here against the Vancouver Canucks. Do you remember? It's a long time ago. You must remember.
Honestly, like when you actually told me now, I remember because I wasn't even thinking about it. But you're right. Actually, yeah, first home and away was it against Vancouver. And yeah, it's now, like you say, like almost 11 years ago. But it's kind of worked out. You know, I start with new team against Vancouver. So I think we both games won it. So hopefully can be again tonight.
Yeah. What do you think you would say to yourself of 11 years ago with all the experience that you've had through the years when, you know, that was 11 years ago. you were a teenager.
Yeah, it's like our first thing was time fly really fast. Yeah. You know, I still remember, especially in our team in San Jose, I was one of the always youngest, you know, for many years because for 3-4 years, maybe in 5, I was still like the one of the youngest guy, and somehow turned around and like for the past couple of years, you know, I'm the veteran, you know, I'm the older guy. And where is all these years? But, you know, like you just see really time fly by and you have to enjoy it every game, every moment because, you know, you never know.
Indeed. Well, we talk about where you were 11 years ago breaking into the NHL, but of course you have an upbringing in hockey, family, and life. Would you share with us a little bit about your family growing up and how you got into hockey?
I got 4 years old brother, so he started playing hockey, I think, 5. And I think when I was 3 years old, I right away want to be on the skates even before 3 years old. And now I remember every time I talk with mom, I just love hockey, nothing almost else. Every time I was in preschool, I was like, want to leave and just go skate and play hockey, you know. And back then when the winter was back home, like really winter for 2-3 months when froze the lakes and ponds, you know, I just spent all winters on the ice and hockey was all my life, you know, and there was nothing else I didn't want to really be, you know. And thanks to my brother, I think what's helped me a lot because he has to carry me everywhere, but I always play with him and with his friends. And not just I want to play with them, I always want to like be them and be better than them. And I think that's what really grew up with me because back home I always play with older guys, you know, 1-2 years old. So I was all the way to 15 and one of the smallest guys actually on the team. So I have to really work and be the best, like work harder than other guys because I was really small. Everybody, like, you will never grow up, you'll be small guys, so you have to do different things. So it's kind of helped me because I built kind of, you know, work ethic for it, but eventually I grow up, obviously, you know, and end up be big. But, you know, my parents, you know, for sure grateful to them because they, you know, we never have really big money, anything like that. My parents never really care what they will wear, what they buy. They just want to make sure we got me and brother everything, you know, like for the hockey, you know, and without them, I couldn't do anything and be wherever I am now. So it's always exciting when they come for the games and see me play.
Yeah. Would you tell us their names?
So my mom is Miloslava, and my dad is Yaroslav.
And your brother?
Yaroslav, too. He's after my dad. Yeah, yeah. Same name.
Yeah. You have your own family now. Would you tell us about them?
Yeah, I got 3 years old and 1 year old, 2 boys, actually. So the older one actually starts skating, but he loves sport, which just makes me really excited. He wants to play the sports all day long. Sometimes it's hard when I'm tired, but still better than, you know, he wants to be at home and do like too, because he just want to play sports. So it's a lot of fun. But yeah, two boys now, and that's when I, you know, first one, that's like when I really recognize this time fly really fast, because I feel that he is just born, and now he's three and we got second one, you know, and but it's a lot of fun, and for sure we will have always great memories, you know, in San Jose, because they both born there, but they really looking forward to, you know, we already found new house, so soon they actually still in San Jose, they will get here soon this week, so really excited to have them, and just like I say, new adventure, new friends, everything, and I think it will be a lot of fun, because this team, you know, has a lot of kids and a lot of great guys.
Yeah, it's been a month since the trade, and of course you're rehabbing, getting ready for today, but maybe a little bit more time to move, to relocate. Has it been helpful to have maybe a little bit more time without the games?
Yeah, honestly it was, because I don't have to, like, even when I got traded, flying the same day, you know, I have a couple of days, and actually I could, like, right away the week I get there, I don't have to think about the play game. I have time to look, you know, where to live. And we're still waiting. We will move soon, I think this week, to a new house. But it was nice kind of looking around. You know, I for sure more know, like, trainers or, like, guys, they stay back, you know. I, you know, hang out with Stoney, which was really nice to me, you know, our captain, because we've been back. So I, when guys been on draw, I hang out with him a lot, you know, so it's nice.
You talk about the fight?
Huh?
Have you talked about fighting him?
I think we already have, like, one say something, but like, we just laugh. It's kind of like, there will be a lot of guys, you know, they eventually end up teammates and fight, but yeah. I think it's all behind us. Oh, so okay. And Stoney, you know, was really good to me, because, you know, I say we stay behind when guys been on the road, so he showed me around, tell me around, so we got some dinners together, so yeah. So that was one thing. You know, it's always terrible. Like, I hated to be injured, you know, always play. But for this, it was kind of nice to settle down, see things around, and settle down.
Yeah. You haven't played a game since late January. You know, you've been through injuries before. But how do you feel? I mean, it's not only a new team. You also haven't played an NHL game in a while.
Yeah. Right now I feel good. But probably, you know, first, like, game couple could be, you know, just get used to for the pace, for the skating. Because even if you skate on the ice, whatever, how hard you want it, the game is just different, you know, like, and I get through it, you know, it's not first time for me, and every guy will say same thing, you know, you can work out, practice, but nothing is like game, so I just, some, you know, like, maybe like today, kind of keep more, maybe a little more simple, just, you know, doesn't make something, you know, crazy, and just get the rhythm, and, you know, even, like you say, like, get used to for all the system, used to for my new teammates, because, you know, even if you watch them, you still, like, know how everybody play on the ice when they there, how they, like, think, what they like to do, you know, so, but, like, it's not my first game same time, so hopefully I get quickly used to it and, you know, start helping the team in games.
I said at the beginning of the interview, this is weird, but the other thing is, people might think, new team, are you nervous? Are you?
No, I'm more excited, you know, because it was long time and I played last game, and for sure be maybe a little bit, you know, I don't know, but, like, I'm just excited to play game, and, you know, I got six game, you know, before the playoff, and you just want to get the rhythm and be ready, you know, and just helping the team, you know, and that's really what I'm looking forward to, and just care, you know, just help the team in these games.
Well, we could talk all day, but there's hockey on deck, so Tomáš Hertl, thanks very much for your time here, and best of luck today.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Tomáš Hertl, our guest. We're back with more in a moment. You're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.